Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vistaya Bhutale Simati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Vacharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Satayane Jai Si Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Go Bhaktavinda Hey Krishna Karna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Gandharada Gantanostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanesvari Vrishabhanu Sudhi Devi Pranamami Hari Pre Hari Pre. What? Hare Krishna? Yes, always. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, my dear devotees, we are continuing our katha on Krishna's homecoming. This period of the day, the Shayana, as far as I know, Aparana Lila, 3:36 to 7 p.m. is very, very celebrated amongst the devotees. They are very happy with the fact that Krishna, who was absent, comes into the view of his devotees. And this is one central theme of bhakti, that Krishna comes into our lives. So we stopped yesterday with the cowherd boys noticing that Madhu Mangal was trying to hide something and hoarding something. And Balaram asked Madhu Mangal, "What is it that you are hiding? We can see that you are hiding." Madhu says, "It's just some ordinary prasadam to the sun god that Rajavasis typically prepare and offer on Sundays. Nothing special." Madhu Mangal hopes that this will satisfy the other sakas. But Balaram insists that Madhu Mangal shows what it is that he holds and is preparing or sharing it with everyone. So at the end, when Madhu Mangal's worst nightmare that he has to share sweets with others is becoming a reality, they all laughingly come on Madhu Mangal, and some pull his turban, some pull the rear part of his dhoti, some the front part of the dhoti, and they laugh and laugh. Finally, Madhu Mangal starts to curse everyone, and he runs to Krishna. He takes his cowherding stick, Krishna's cowherding stick, and then he begins to chase after the boys. It gets so wild that finally Krishna intervenes, and he goes to his beloved friend Madhu Mangal and embraces him to calm him down. And by the touch of Govinda's transcendental body, he becomes somewhat peaceful. This is a principle. Devotees feel embraced by Krishna. You have heard that Prahlad Maharaj was constantly in deep meditation of Govinda, and the text in the Bhagavatam says Govinda embraced him, and because he was on the lap, so to say, and in the embrace of Govinda, although he was attacked from outside, not only with words, not only with bad thoughts, but with weapons. But because he was embraced and sheltered by the Lord, his attackers could not do any harm to him. So now Govinda embraces the Madhu Mangal, who's totally, he's between laughing, cursing, and crying, you know, because this prasadam has been stolen to him, the sweets which Radharani had cooked and offered with her divine hand to Madhu Mangal, they have been taken away from him. So he needs some peace now, and Krishna embraces him. And then he suggests that everyone should embrace. And Madhu Mangal is ready, but then he finds out, oh no! What have you uncultured cowherd boys done? You have stolen two gold rings. These two gold rings are again something which Madhu Mangal holds very dear. They are the payment for his pujari services. They are the gold rings of Srimati Radharani. Perhaps they are those rings who carry her name, Radha. She has two names. Yatila, or as the Bengalis will say, Jyotila, had insisted that Srimati Radharani reward the two brahmanas who had come from Mathura and who had said they are disciples of Gaga Muni. These were Krishna in disguise and Madhu Mangal in disguise. And she had said that Radharani should give them, for the excellent services, two gold rings. And these very two gold rings were taken by someone very special. You must know that Krishna has a few Priyanamasakas. These are his friends who know about his loving relationship to Radharani. As we said yesterday, no one in Braj knows about this. The Mother Yashoda sees the love marks on Krishna's body. She thinks it's the cowherd boys who played roughly. No? And no one knows about this. The Lord, there is a verse, has appeared to taste this paramour relationship, which is much more intense because it has to be kept secret. And if the Lord wants to keep a secret, he will keep the secret. And so if the two rings would have been found, then all the suckers who plundered what Madhu Mangal kept would have known, oh, these are two rings. They are lady rings. And they have the name Radha on it. So one, the leader of these very confidential suckers, do you know his name? Subal Sakha. Intercepted and he stole them so that the secret could be kept. You follow? Diksha, you follow? You look as if you are overcome by sleep. So this is the explanation. Now, in the meantime, Krishna suggests that that all of them play the game Hadu Gudu. Please say Hadu Gudu. What is this? This is a particular game which is played between cowherd boys. There are two parties and they all have a raider. A raider is someone who steals, isn't it? Who makes a raid, yes. Yeah, a raider. And this raider has to keep his breath, run into the opposite party and tuck as many people as he can tuck in while he keeps his breath out from the other party. So you can imagine it's quite an intense game. It's when I first heard about these intense paths, or how the gopis tell Krishna in many heavy words that he needs to correct himself, I thought, ooh, this is really intense. It did not immediately respond to my cultural sensitivity that everything should be nice and soft, you know. But this is just another aspect of love. As we hear, there are two types of anger. The only anger which we know is when someone is angry at someone. But when Radharani is in Man, she loves Krishna so much, and it is just something to give him more pleasure. So when the cowherd boys wrestle and tear and pull tell Madhu he is not a proper Brahmana. This is all to increase the transcendental happiness and the transcendental world. But you may need to experience it yourself. In this game of Hadu Gudu, it's important that the one who runs and tears the people out keeps his breath. But they are coward boys. So Krishna says to Sridham, you did not, you were breathing in between. It doesn't count. Sridham says, how do you know, Hari? You do not know everything. And then Sridham insults Lord Hari. I am Sridham. Listen, I'm well known for my strengths. I have always been and I always will be victorious, Hari. If you look for an evidence of my strengths, just look on your own shoulders. I was riding so many times on your shoulders when you were defeated in the game where the loser has to carry the winner on the shoulders. Just look, you will see it. Look at the history of your shoulders. Without thinking things through, you angrily make proud claims that lead only to your own infamy. You take credit for having slain asuras, but I'm telling you, your pride is not well reasoned. It were the Brahmanas who killed Putana with their mantras, not you. You may say, well, that I split Bakasura's mouth, but who will take that seriously? That was a small thing. And did you enter Agar's mouth alone? No, we all went first. You claim you lifted Mount Govardhan, but I say that Giriraj was pleased with our puja, and then the mystic mountain levitated in bliss. Tell me, Hari, why are you so proud? He is Shri Ram, he is the brother of Radharani. What will Krishna say to Shri Ram? So then, this team sport is abundant and a wrestling match takes place. The Sakas make one circle with their own arms, and then there are wrestling games going on. So Sridham, who in fact is very strong, manages to wrestle Krishna down and pin his shoulders on the ground. All the Sakas who were siding the Sridham cheer, and Hari's team is silent. But then Hari gets, or Lord Krishna gets off from the ground and declares, I was victorious. Sridham says, what is your reason, please, to say this? My nose pointed up and your nose pointed down. So you were down and I was up. At this, the team of Lord Krishna is very loud and dances. What can you do, you know, when they are so convinced of Krishna's argument that, in fact, because everyone loves Krishna, yes, you have won, your nose was up. In this way, Lord Govinda plays with his friends under every tree beside in Braj. Any tree has seen the games of Lord Krishna. Every vine and creeper has seen the games. He has given Ananda to every animal, and every air jiva, you know, this is the living entity. There are water jivas, these are fish, and air jivas, birds. Every living entity, moving and non-moving, has seen the amazing joyful laughter and fun of Krishna and his colorful sakas. They are dressed in many, many colors. Their bodily skin, some are green, some have yellow complexion without jaundice. It's just yellow. It remains yellow. So they are very, very transcendentally happy. Not even the greatest rishis and saints have this fortune to be together. And as Satyavrata Muni says, be drowned in pools of bliss. And they drown in pools of bliss. But then everyone sees the sun begins to set on blessed Vrindavan. And Krishna feels the Vatsalya prema of Yashoda, who waits for him and his father and the elders. And he says, my dear friends, let us move homeward. When the forest animals see how Krishna Madhavananda moves in the direction of Vrindavan, they become sad because they know Krishna will soon disappear in the village. So the birds fly with Krishna, the peacocks walk with Krishna. It's really the forest animals. There may be some tigers, some lions, they walk with Krishna. Foxes all walk with Krishna. And but before Krishna can go home, he must call his cows. There were 108 groups of cows, and how he calls Krishna his cows is a beautiful pastime in itself, which if Krishna wants, we will hear tomorrow. For now, we will say Shri Krishna ki jai, Krishna's forest place ki jai, Krishna's cows ki jai, the earth of Vrindavan ki jai, Hare Krishna.